Hear the extraordinary secrets of how to thrive in a disrupted world.
The old rules of management are not really correct anymore.
So what works?
Making a wise pivot.
Pivot to the future with Will.i.am and Omar Abbosh. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Charlie Turner in New York, and this is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Billionaire tech investor Peter Thiel has raised alarms about Google's China connections, and President Trump says he'll look into it. More on that in a moment. First, some tech headlines. The Wall Street Journal says electric airplanes are starting to take off. Aerospace giants and startups are developing electric aircraft that can navigate autonomously and take off and land vertically and potentially shuttle thousands of commuters around cities and suburbs in coming decades. Uber Technologies even plans to launch a transportation service using electric vertical takeoff aircraft in 2023. But other entrepreneurs believe retrofitting existing airplanes could help electric aviation take flight even sooner. One startup, Amp Air, said its planes could be ready for customers by the end of 2021. The company said it has received FAA approval to fly its plane for experimental purposes. Big manufacturers like Airbus are also studying retrofits, and several small airlines have already begun retrofitting their fleets. Fitting electrical components on an existing airframe is a challenge, and other industry players aren't sure that focusing on retrofits is a winning strategy. Real estate developers in Los Angeles and Chicago are embracing drone technology to help speed up the building process and reduce costs. But in New York City, a 71-year-old local statute is keeping drones grounded. The 1948 law requires that all aircraft take off and land in a location designated for flight by the Port Authority, namely airports. This effectively prohibits drones from flying within city boundaries, despite the Federal Aviation Administration's 2016 rule that legalized commercial drone use. Drones, however, are allowed in a few city parks. The head of one real estate lobby in New York said he's teaming with real estate leaders and drone industry executives to lobby city officials to amend the law, which they consider to be overly broad and out of date.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card. That's why they've created Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong with your credit card. Eno catches over-tipping, duplicate charges, or potential fraud, and then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. It's another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details.
President Trump has big tech back in his sights. Mr. Trump Tuesday said the government would look into national security concerns raised by Peter Thiel about Google's ties to the Chinese government. Mr. Thiel is the conservative billionaire Silicon Valley investor and a Facebook board member. Let's get more on this story from Wall Street Journal technology reporter Sarah Needleman. Sarah, the president dropped a tweet about this on Tuesday morning following what I believe is at least two appearances by Mr. Thiel. What did Mr. Trump's tweet say?
Sure. Mr. Trump said that billionaire tech investor Peter Thiel believes Google should be investigated for treason. He accuses Google of working with the Chinese government, referring to a Fox and Friends interview. He also called Mr. Thiel a great and brilliant guy who knows this subject better than anyone, and that the Trump administration will take a look into it.
Yeah, that was a rather interesting appearance by Mr. Thiel. I believe it was this past Sunday, a keynote speech Sunday at the National Conservatism Conference in Washington, D.C., and he wants the FBI and CIA to investigate Google, basically.
Correct. He believes that it is very likely that the Chinese government has infiltrated Google. And he was critical of Google for doing business with China and not the U.S. military with regards to an artificial intelligence project.
And I guess he further amplified this on Tucker Carlson's show on Fox, where he basically mentioned Google's ties with Chinese intelligence or something like that.
Correct. He suggested that Chinese intelligence agents are likely to have infiltrated Google on this AI project in China. He did not offer any evidence that backed his claims. But basically, Mr. Thiel said that if you're building a Manhattan Project for AI, he asked, don't you think that would attract the interest of foreign intelligence agents? And that was a reference by the way, to the World War II era project that led to the development of the world's first atomic bombs. They're not literally doing a Manhattan. It's not called Manhattan Project, but that is what he is referring to for those who are not familiar.
Now, Google has denied that it's working with the Chinese government, but, you know, it's had an interesting history in China, hasn't it, over the past, you know, like 7 or 8 or 9 years?
Well, look, a lot of companies have wanted to do business in China. It's a massive, massive market, and Google is no different with that regard. It wanted to put its search engine in there, but retreated in 2010 because in protest of the Chinese government's efforts to censor content and attempts to hack into emails of human rights activists. But you know, like Facebook and other tech giants, Google has tried to maintain a foothold in China for in case the opportunity to do business there opens up more broadly. And in 2017, Google opened up an artificial intelligence lab in Beijing, which was definitely a move aimed at attracting the country's tech talent.
Is the search engine still on the table? Do they have a search engine? If they pulled it in 2010, is it coming back on?
That is a good question. What we know is that Google's chief executive has said that the company has cautiously approached ramping up business in China. And in October, with regard to the search engine, said that the company has plans for a Chinese search engine, but they're at the very early stage and that the company hasn't fully committed to moving forward with that project. So it remains to be seen.
And this has been sort of bookended by two events. There was the White House gathering with conservative social media figures, which was essentially a venting session. And, of course, there are the 2 days of congressional hearings this week, with the big tech companies being called on the carpet over issues including privacy, alleged anti-competitive practices, and also censorship.
And just, you know, general security for users when we look at things like Cambridge Analytica and just general the concerns of Google listening to its customers who use the Google Assistant. These are all these very hot topics right now in terms of tech, so security, privacy, antitrust, et cetera.
Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Needleman. Thanks a lot, Sarah.
My pleasure.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.